It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. It's the Thursday edition of the program. We've been talking about the voice of the Spirit, about carrying the presence of God. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about when God speaks through peace. And my verse today is from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. And this is what it says. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. There is a tremendous principle in this verse, and that is this. Peace is always the umpire for doing the will of God. When you're trying to make a decision, when you're trying to decide which road to turn to, when you're trying to decide if something is right or wrong, let the peace of God rule in your hearts and let it make that decision. Today's teaching is called When God Speaks Through Peace. And if you've ever stood at a crossroads unsure of which direction to take, if you've ever wrestled with the question like, is this God's will? Am I hearing him or am I just guessing? Today's message will bring clarity and comfort for you, friend, because one of the primary ways that God speaks is through his peace, the peace that rules. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Now, that word rule is a Greek word, brabeu, which means to act as an umpire. So there's a picture of peace making the call, like an umpire in a game saying safe or out, strike or ball. Peace doesn't just accompany God's will, it confirms it and it governs it. And here's the truth you can anchor to. When the Spirit is speaking, peace is present. When confusion is swirling, wait, don't move without peace. If there's confusion and you have all that unsettled feeling, then God's not in that. You stop. There have been so many times when I almost made a mistake, but I realized that confusion, that unsettledness in my spirit was God saying, don't move without peace. Imagine you're driving and suddenly the check engine light comes on in your car. Maybe the engine doesn't sound any different. The car feels fine, but that little light warns you that something is not right under the hood. That's how peace works in your spirit. When something is from God, you'll have peace even if the situation is hard. When something's not right, there's a check in your spirit like a warning light that comes on. You might not be able to explain it logically or put it into words, but your spirit knows. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, and he's telling you to wait for peace. Let's talk about peace in decision making. So how does God use peace to guide us? I want to look at three areas where peace functions as his voice. First of all, peace and direction. When you got to choose between two different paths, pause and ask yourself, ask the Holy Spirit rather, Holy Spirit, which way carries peace? That doesn't mean the path will be easy, but you'll sense a quiet assurance and you'll get an all clear in your soul that it's the right direction. Now, this is so important, friend, because life is about choices. Life involves a series of choosing. Which direction are you going to go? And then there's peace and timing. Sometimes the what is right, but the when is wrong. God may have shown you the promise, and yeah, that's a good thing. And yeah, that might happen one day, but the timing is off. And sometimes you get the check in your spirit that God has not released you to move yet. Don't outrun his peace. Don't move forward without it, friend, or you'll pay severely for it. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12, it says this, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace." As Christians, you and I need to be led by the peace of God. So many times we push our way forward and we fulfill the desires that we want. We accomplish what we want to accomplish, but we did it against God's Holy Spirit telling us the timing wasn't right. just move with peace. And then there's peace in red flags. Ever had a conversation that looked fine on the surface, but it left you feeling unsettled? That's the Spirit speaking through a lack of peace. And don't ignore those signals or you'll pay severely for it. You'll make a wrong move. You'll buy the wrong car. You'll commit yourself to something you shouldn't be involved in. And when your spirit is stirred, you pay attention, because when your peace disappears, stop and then seek God again and say, God, what are you trying to tell me? Which way should I move? In Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, oh, this is a great verse. Listen to what it says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, God's peace doesn't always make sense. Sometimes you're walking through deep waters, but you have that inner calm. That's not you, that's Him. The peace of God is not the absence of trouble. I've said that again and again. It's the presence of someone greater in the middle of your trouble. And peace is not a feeling. No, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Now, I want you to picture a small boat in the middle of a storm. The wind is howling, the waves are crashing, the sky is black, but beneath the surface, an anchor holds firm. That's peace. You may feel the effects of the storm, but you are not adrift. You're anchored in God's faithfulness. I love what Jesus said to his disciples as he began talking about going away. In John 14, verse 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." See, peace is not circumstantial. It's covenantal. God made a covenant with you, and peace is part of the fruit of what He put in your life. Now let's talk just for a moment about what steals our peace. Have you ever had peace and then all of a sudden it's gone? There are forces that rob us of peace. And when peace goes, it becomes harder to hear God. First is hurry. Peace and hurry do not coexist. See, so many times we're frantic. We want to do it now. Hurry, hurry. I hear that so often. But God is never rushed. God has perfect timing. And if you wait upon Him, you see that you will be blessed. Secondly, fear. Fear will steal your peace. Fear imagines the worst, while peace believes the best. Isaiah 26 in verse 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee." God, you will keep the person in perfect peace whose mind is on you. When we focus on Jesus Christ, on God Himself, what happens is we have peace. Now, the third thing that'll steal your peace, oh, listen to this, is being a people pleaser. When you try to please everyone, you lose your center. Sometimes peace means disappointing other people so you can obey God. I quit trying to please people a long time ago, because I discovered one day that I can't please God and then be a people pleaser. Sometimes overthinking will steal your peace. See, God puts something in your mind and you try to overthink it. You try to say, how can that be? You try to figure it all out. You're never going to figure God out. His ways are above our ways, and His thoughts are above our thoughts. Analysis paralysis is what often mutes the whisper of the Holy Spirit, because He tries to whisper something in our mind and we start analyzing it and we start trying to figure it out. And when we do that, we lose our peace. God doesn't call us to figure it all out. He calls us to trust and follow Him. That's where faith comes in, friend. Faith will cause you to trust what God says and believe what God says, and that will produce peace in your life. Let's talk some practical ways to cultivate peace today. Do you want to hear God more clearly? Start cultivating peace. Slow down your mornings. Start with worship and prayer. Simplify your schedule. Don't say yes to everything. Oh, did I have to learn this one? This was a tough one for me. My schedule was so full. I have 2 daily radio programs. I have this podcast. I pastor a church. I record music. I have so many things going on. And God had to have me one day just simplify my schedule, take time to rest. Another way to cultivate peace in your life is to guard your inputs. Watch what you hear. Be careful of who you're listening to. They can steal your peace. Be careful what you watch, even on television. It can really steal your peace. What you dwell on affects your atmosphere. See, peace is the environment where God can whisper into our life when we're at peace. There was a passenger who once asked the pilot of a small plane during some turbulence, "Are we going to be okay?" The pilot smiled and said, "Well, I've flown through worse. Sit back. I've got you." See, that's the voice of the Spirit, that calming whisper that says, "Everything's going to be okay. Just sit back. I've got you. You don't have to understand everything. Just rest. I've got you." That's God's peace in our life, telling us to trust Him, to just be at rest knowing that He's got you covered. Ask yourself today, am I letting the peace of God rule in my heart? Have I moved forward in areas where peace was absent? Did I try and rush God on this thing in my life? And maybe you need to go back and revisit some decisions that you made and say, "God, I recognize you were not in this at all, and I missed you." Ask yourself today, what decision or situation do I need to bring before God again and then wait for His peace? Friend, God's peace is not a luxury. It's a signal. And it tells you when to move. It tells you when to wait. And it tells you when to rest. I so appreciate you tuning in to Fresh Oil today. It's been a great day. We've been talking about the peace of God, letting peace be the umpire in our life, waiting on His peace and not hurrying the process. Let's pray today. Father, we want to be led by Your presence. Teach us to recognize Your presence, to follow it, and to stop when we've lost it, God. Father, I ask You today to clear out the chaos in the lives of those listening today, God. Calm our racing thoughts and fill us again with a deep, unshakable peace of Your Spirit in our lives. Father, we trust Your voice. We trust Your presence. We trust Your peace, God. And we ask in Jesus' name, touch everyone listening today, and we thank You for it in the name of Jesus.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept. It's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.